This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote. Authorities in the southern U.S. state of Georgia say the suspect in Tuesday's deadly shootings at three Atlanta-area massage parlors claimed they were not racially motivated, but were instead a result of sex addiction issues. The Atlanta Deputy Police Chief Charles Hampton Jr. said Robert Aaron Long had frequented two of the parlors located in Northeast Atlanta. In addition to six victims of Asian descent, a white man and a white woman were also killed. Police said a ninth person remains hospitalized. Police arrested 21-year-old Long just hours after the shooting spree. Long waived his right to appear before a judge Thursday, doing so in writing through his attorney, according to the Washington Post. Asian American Christian leaders said Thursday their congregations are saddened and outraged over the deadly attacks. President Joe Biden ordered flags flown at half staff through March 22nd to honor the victims. President Biden said that his administration's goal of vaccinating 100 million Americans before the first 100 days of his administration will be reached today, Friday. Biden said a combination of hard work and putting the nation on a war footing against the coronavirus has led to the success. The president said that while this is a time for optimism, it is not a time to be careless. He continued to urge Americans to wash their hands, socially distance, and to wear a mask to prevent transmission of the COVID-19 virus. And for details on more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. The European Union's Drug Regulatory Agency says experts have concluded the AstraZeneca vaccine is not linked to an overall increase in the risk of blood clots and that the benefits of use outweigh the risk. The findings from the European Medicines Agency could open the way for European countries that have suspended the use of the vaccine over the past week to resume dispensing the shots. Emmer Cook, the executive director of the agency, said the AstraZeneca vaccine is safe and effective. Several countries, including France, Germany, and Italy, that had suspended use of the vaccine now say they will resume giving shots on Friday. Argentine President Alberto Fernandez gave a surprise nationwide address Thursday night to warn the population of the new COVID-19 variants and said borders will remain closed for foreign tourists. He also discouraged Argentines from traveling abroad. Fernandez also acknowledged that the arrival of the vaccines is delayed. So far, Argentina has received about 4 million COVID-19 vaccine doses. Argentina has confirmed more than 2,200,000 infections and 54,231 deaths, according to Johns Hopkins University's COVID Resource Center. Airlines and others in the travel industry are endorsing the vaccine passports to boost pandemic-depressed travel, and authorities in Europe could embrace the idea quickly enough for the peak summer vacation season. Technology companies and travel-related trade groups are developing and testing various versions of the passports. It is not clear, however, whether any of the ones under development will be accepted broadly around the world, and the result could be confusion among travelers and disappointment for the travel industry. As the North American hemisphere enters a second spring of the COVID-19 pandemic, experts are saying the higher temperatures and sunnier days are unlikely to do much on their own to curtail the spread of the virus. A just-released report by the World Meteorological Organization said travel restrictions and mask mandates, along with people's behavior, have a much bigger impact than the weather. And for details on more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, and the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote, VOA News.